Thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Marie G. I'm here with Megan Frieda, who is the president of Embrace Your Sisters. And we are going to talk about what they do in the community and about an upcoming walk of theirs that you may know about. Megan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here with me today.
Thank you for having us.
Of course, of course. First, let's talk about what Embrace Your Sisters does in the community. You know, we can go through your history and everything.
Perfect. So Embrace Your Sisters was founded in 2006. It was a group of friends. One of the friends was diagnosed with breast cancer. And as she was going throughout her cancer treatment plan, she felt as though she had to pick and choose kind of what she was able to do just because of the financial struggles that people go through. So her friend stepped in and they had a chicken barbecue for her and raised money and quickly realized, wow, this is a true need in the community. Hence, Embrace Your Sisters was started.
Wow. So this is like a very personal journey.
It is. Yeah. I mean, from our founders into where we are now, we're a 100% volunteer organization. We have currently 10 board members and we're all volunteers, and we serve the 13 counties around the Finger Lakes, which is really awesome. We've been able to expand our reach to really help some of those people in need in our communities.
So from 2006 to now, how have you grown?
So our volunteer base has grown. We've just evolved as an organization. We expanded our reach. We have been able to help more people and reach out to different hospitals, cancer centers, and really focus exactly on what the people who are diagnosed with breast cancer need. And it's those financial needs. So someone gets diagnosed with breast cancer, they get their medical bills, they have their everyday living expenses, they're trying to figure out and navigate through, you know, how do I as a person deal with breast cancer? So Embrace Your Sisters can step in and help and ease some of those financial difficulties. So whether it's paying their mortgage, their rent, their car insurance, we even bought a woman hearing aids who lost her hearing because of chemotherapy.
Wow. So, I did not know that could happen with chemo.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different things, and really just that financial support that we can offer helps them to focus on themselves, their family, and getting, you know, navigating through their cancer treatment and diagnosis.
Definitely. It seems like, you know, cancer is already a lot to go through, but then adding everyday life on top of it can just be downright overwhelming. And it kind of seems like you guys take some of that off their plate.
Yeah, that's hopefully what we're able to do. We have an amazing board member. Her name is Krista. And any person who applies for financial support from Embrace Your Sisters, she talks to them one-on-one. They fill out an application. And even if, you know, there is a case where we may not be able to help someone based on their income level, she talks through other resources that, you know, we've connected within the community, and she can kind of navigate and just help talk through different things. And she is a breast cancer survivor herself. So not only does she live and breathe it, but, you know, she has that personal connection with all the people who apply for support from Embrace Your Sisters.
Definitely. Wow. She sounds like a godsend.
She's incredible.
How did you get involved with Embrace Your Sisters?
So my mom has had breast cancer twice, and her and I participated in one of the fashion shows years and years ago. And after that, I really wanted to get involved in the cause and picked Embrace Your Sisters. And I've been involved ever since, you know, whether it's volunteering early on and then joining the board and now being board president. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think so many people you talk to either have experienced or know someone who's experienced breast cancer. You know, it touches a lot of lives. So I think that's a great reason to step up and get involved.
Yeah. Everyone has had some level of, you know, breast cancer in their lives, whether it's them, a family member, a friend, a coworker. You know, I feel like breast cancer has touched us all in some way, and, you know, giving back is just a great thing. And Embrace Your Sisters is a great organization. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what would you say like the mission of Embrace Your Sisters is?
So our mission is really to give financial support to people who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. And whether it's, again, you know, helping with their mortgage or paying their rent or buying tires or getting them, you know, a mastectomy bra or a lymphedema sleeve or some of those things. And it could be a combination of different things. And really, it's taking those everyday worries off of their plate so they can truly focus on healing and focus on their family and focus on themselves as they navigate their journey.
Definitely. What a blessing.
Yeah. And, you know, I think back to, you know, the first time my mom had breast cancer was in when I was young. It was 1989, I believe, in an organization like Embrace Your Sisters wasn't around. And, you know, things were different, you know, at that time. And, you know, talking with my mom, she said, gosh, if there was an organization like Embrace Your Sisters that could have helped at that time, you know, my journey in our lives could have been so different. And it's just, it's really gratifying to see some of the people and talk to some of the people and just see all the community come together to support Embrace Your Sisters as an organization.
100%. You guys have your annual walk coming up, the Positively Pink in Pittsford Walk. What year is this for you guys?
So this will be our 11th annual. This will be our first year since COVID. So we're really excited to get out. We're hoping for a really great turnout. It's we start at Pittsford Sutherland High School. It's a 1.8 mile walk. We walk down by the canal. We walk through the town of Pittsford and then we come back. You know, we have a nice balloon arch and we have water and apples and we have music and dogs are welcome. We have a lot of school teams that come out as a team. We have businesses who form teams. We have family, friends. It's just a really great morning and you can be done and still have time to watch football on Sunday. So
I love that. I love that. I think it sounds what you guys do is you help with raising money for people who need it with breast cancer. But this walk kind of sounds like a celebration almost as well of just like being a community for people that need it.
Yeah. So, of course, you know, our goal is to raise money because then we in turn can help people who need it. But, you know, some of our events as well, we have two large events. We have a fashion show in the spring and then our walk is in the fall. And our fundraising efforts are to make sure that we can still help people. But also it's a celebration of, you know, just supporting people, supporting, you know, survivors, supporting family members. And just, you know, kind of rallying around a cause to support, you know, breast cancer and the mission and of Embrace Your Sisters and just help people.
Definitely. If you are just now tuning in, that is Megan Frieda, president of Embrace Your Sisters. I'm Ray G. And we are talking about the Positively Pink in Pittsford Walk that is going down on September 25th. Now, if anyone listening right now wanted to get signed up to walk with you guys, how would they go about that?
So they can visit our website, embraceyoursisters.org. All the information is right there. You know, we have sponsorship opportunities, but if you want to sign up for the walk, you can sign up right there. The event is free. If someone raises $30, they get an event t-shirt. You know, obviously, if you can't make it there the day of the walk, donations are welcome. But right on our website, you can sign right up for the walk. And we're just excited for a really fun and great turnout.
What kind of sponsorship opportunities are you guys looking for?
So we have a variety of different levels of sponsorship. All the levels are right on our website, you know, whether it's event sponsorships, we have some t-shirt sponsorships available. Everything's listed right on our website, but the community is so great. And we, you know, just the community support and individual support is how we stay viable as an organization.
Definitely. Definitely. And then, so you said you're going to have teams out there so people can sign up either individually or as a team?
Yes. So you can sign up as an individual or you can create a team right on the website. And we have a lot of sports teams that come from like high schools and colleges. We have families who create, you know, a fun, catchy team name. You know, my family will be there. So we're the Frieda team. So, yeah, it's just we see a lot of people that come in groups. We have people who bring their dogs and they dress them up in pink gear. Yeah. A lot of people will kind of dress up in a bunch of, you know, we had tutus 1 year and just, you know, everybody kind of gets into it and dresses up fun. There's chalk written out on the sidewalks for you to follow. And we have all of our great volunteers there. So it's just a really fun morning.
That sounds like it's going to be a beautiful day.
I hope so.
Oh, I'm sure it will. And you guys have a goal in mind to reach this year, correct?
Yeah. So our goal is to raise $20,000. We're a little over halfway there, which is awesome. So we still have a couple weeks to go. So yeah, we're shooting for that goal. So
that's great. Now, if someone listening right now wanted to get involved with Embrace Your Sisters, how would they go about that?
So if you go to embraceyoursisters.org, we have our phone number there. You can leave a message. You can call. You can send us us a text message. Our email is right on there, and we have different volunteer opportunities. You know, we're heading into Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so we have a bunch of, you know, engagements throughout that month that we need volunteers. And then our big event in the spring is the fashion show, and we need tons of volunteers there. So
okay.
And the more that people learn about the organization, you know, the more that they get excited to volunteer, or when board member spots come up, you know, people are interested in joining the organization.
Definitely. And what would a volunteer, like, just give me some examples of what they would be doing with you guys.
So if someone volunteered for the walk, you know, they would take waiver forms. They would help us to direct people. If they volunteer for some of our events coming up in Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October, they might go to one of our engagements and just kind of hand out pamphlets or flyers. Our fashion show is a little more intricate, where they would man a station, or they would help greet people, or they might check people out at the door. So we just, you know, it's a variety of different things that we could have people do.
What I'm hearing is that there's a lot of options for ways to get involved.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We love volunteers. You know, that's how we stay. That's how we're able to help so many people, is because we are a complete volunteer organization, 100% volunteers. So that's how we keep all that money going back to people who need it.
Great. Well, yeah, if you're listening and you want to get involved with Embrace Your Sisters, you can check out their website. There's a ton of info about that on there. Megan, do you have anything else that you'd like to add today?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, thank you for the time. And we're just excited to, you know, raise awareness about Embrace Your Sisters as an organization, and, you know, thank our community for all the support that they give to us, and, you know, encourage people to get out there and sign up for the walk and join us on Sunday, September 25th.
Yes, join them for the Positively Pink in Pittsburgh walk. September 25th kicks off at 9 a.m., correct?
Registration at 9 and the walk starts at 10.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in and chatting with me today.
Thank
I love
so
learning
much.
About this.
Thank you so much for your time.